My guest had a visible glory cloud saturate her with fire. Then God said, I am anointing you to resurrect barren wombs and destroy cancer. Now, the fire of God comes upon people when she prays. Next. Welcome, Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome, Spirit of the Living God. My guest, Sandra Ben Aliyah Smith, grew up in a Catholic home. She and her three sisters were abused by their father. Sandra was abused sexually, so she ran away, got married before her senior year of high school to escape the abuse. That ended in divorce. And then she married a man even more abusive than her father. She had two sons, and one died at 8 years of age from cancer. Sandra, what happened to your son?
Well, Sid, my son was not even supposed to be born because growing up in a very Catholic home and with the abuse of my father, I was told by the doctors that I was not able to have children to begin with. So for me to even get pregnant was a miracle of God. And so living 7 years in an abusive marriage as well, worse than even my father, 7 years later, my firstborn named Stefano got very sick. We discovered that he had a tumor in his spinal cord, which is considered brain cancer, Sid, because the brain and the spine are all encased in one. And that is when my whole life just turned around and just fell. I didn't know if I was coming or going. And during that time, we were still in an abusive marriage. And so just fast forwarding, we did surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. And unfortunately, 1 year later of battling with cancer, and I was a Christian at the time. I believed in the Lord. I believed in Jesus, but I did not understand the power of God at the time. I didn't understand what I carried as a believer of Jesus Christ. I didn't understand the authority commanding demons. I didn't understand sickness. I didn't even know that it wasn't from God. To me, it was like, God, how can my son get sick? I need to understand this. And so November 13th of 2002, my son passes away. And then shortly after that, not even 3 weeks later, my husband at the time ended up leaving, and he went with another woman just 3 weeks after my son passed away. And then 2 weeks after my husband left, I was told by my then position, my employer, that I was not allowed to come back, and I was making over $100,000, Sid, back then in 2002, and they did not want me to come back because it would be too many triggers, because I had been with the employer for 14 years, and that would, you know, not be good for business. And so in a matter of 5 weeks, I lost my son, my ex-husband left, and left me in total debt, $250,000 in debt, left me with everything.
But did you have insurance?
We had life insurance for my son, and he took all the life insurance, Sid, and he went with his girlfriend and went to New Orleans and took all the life insurance. Everybody just kind of came against me after that time, so I really felt very alone, suicidal.
And then a woman came in your life who hears from God and began to give you a few words from God that woke you up spiritually. Tell me about that.
Well, it was only a few months later, Sid, so I was still grieving and broken. And I had a friend of mine say, Sandra, come on, I'm gonna take you to this prophetic meeting. There's a woman of God there. So I said, God, okay, if this is where you want me to go, this is where I'm gonna go. And I went there, and my God, the intensity of this woman, she began to call me out in a forum, you know, many people were there, and she just came right at me and she says, woman, and she began to speak this life into me. And I thought, you don't even know me. How are you speaking this into my life? And she began to tell me how God had put the she pictured it like an electrical box, and that the enemy had actually come in and pulled out every single plug out of my electrical box and put it in all incorrectly to mess up my life. And she told me that God was stepping in right now and putting the plugs back in properly, and that my life would have never been the same.
God brought Sandra a godly husband, Todd. Then the glory cloud showed up, bringing miracles to Sandra and her husband. What happened?
So this was now a few years later. 7 years later, God brings me this wonderful man. We get married within 6 months, and God tells us, this is the ministry. I want you to birth this ministry. And it was exactly what the prophetess had prophesied 8 years prior. And so, Sid, we were at the cottage one day, and it was in 2011, and we were at our cottage. My husband was outside by the water. My son was in the other room. And I was just going through another period of my life where I was feeling guilt again. I don't know what happened. All this guilt, all this shame came back on me for my son, Stefano, the one that passed away. I just felt so guilty. And then I was crying out to God in our bedroom. I was alone, and I was crying out to God. And I heard the Lord say to me, daughter, you're going to release every single thing that I have already taken from you. You took it back. I want you to give it back to me and never pick it up again. And at that moment, I just cried out and I said, God, if you want it back, I am giving it back, and I make a covenant agreement with you. I will never take it back again. And I released it. My God. And at that moment, Sid, I just felt my belly was just, it was erupting. It was like a tsunami. And then I saw the cloud of glory. I looked up and there was a cloud of glory that was coming down on me. And it was like a fog. It was like I couldn't see. And I could feel the presence of God. I can feel him right now. I could feel the presence of God come in, and I felt his arms just wrap around me. I can feel him like right now. He just wrapped himself around me and showed me his love, and he embraced me, and my belly began to erupt, and it began like to bubble up, and I didn't know what was happening. And then all of a sudden I began to speak in this unknown tongue, and I was getting baptized with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. I hadn't had that yet, Sid. And this happened for about 30 minutes, just crying out to God in this tongue. I didn't even know what happened. And then at the time, you know, my husband and my son tells me, my husband came running back to the house because he could hear me. I was loud. My son says, Dad, I don't know what's happening to Mom. She's in the room. I think she's speaking Italian. You know, I don't know what it is. And my husband goes, son, no, she's speaking in the glorious language. She's got the speaking of tongues. It's the Lord. And so it was just so amazing. It was so amazing.
Well, and then you had been overworked at 14. You were suffering from anorexic and you were bulimic, but you got delivered and received some marvelous gifts from God. Explain.
Yes, I did. The bulimia, I was bulimic and anorexic. said for 35 years I should actually be dead, but God preserved my life for such a time as this. I shouldn't even have my own teeth. I just want to show you, these are my teeth. Amen. I shouldn't even have my teeth. I was on medication for my stomach because of the acid reflux. I'm no longer on medication. I don't have to take anything. I've been completely healed and delivered of bulimia and anorexia. And at that time, that's when I was so hungry for God. I was reading all the deliverance books. You know, I went to the generals of God at that time when I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. Because bringing you back to that time, my husband ended up walking in after the glory cloud had lifted. And all of a sudden, I just turned to him and I said, in the name of Jesus, come out. And those demons started coming out of my Christian husband. And so I knew at that moment that God was bringing me. Those were the gifts from God. God was pouring down those gifts of discerning of spirits, the gift of healings, the gift of miracles, and the gift of deliverance to set the captives free.
Okay, I don't know about you. Are you ready for Sandra to release miracles of healing and the fire of God? I am. Be right back.
Do you know that you can get the powerful Receive Your Healing audio CD that Sandra Benalia-Smith will talk about in a few moments when you choose receiving it by mail or by digital download and make a donation of any size to It's Supernatural? Just one way your gift helps is we can create and broadcast life-changing programs for our ME-TV network as we reach out to all of Israel and the Middle East, even during these turbulent times, sharing that Jesus is the Messiah for Jewish people and for everyone else too. You won't find Sandra's amazing healing CD offered anywhere else.
I want to share with you my CD, Receive Your Healing. We'll talk about every area of healing, what the Bible says about healing, and how it is the will of the Father to heal you. I will also be talking about ways to receive your healing. I'm also going to be sharing with you keys to minister healing once you receive your healing and giving you steps to be able to minister to the sick, to the blind, to the lame, so you can use your God-given gift of healing and reach the lost and the broken through the healing power of God. The Spirit of God that is inside of you can heal the sick and set captives free. And sometimes you need to get delivered first from demonic oppression. Just like the woman that was hunched over for so many years when Jesus cast out the spirit of infirmity and she was healed. I am going to be teaching you about your healing, how to receive it, and how to minister it by the power of God, and knowing when it's a demon that you will have to deal with. Now take a moment and listen to the CD. I take authority and I bind the spirit of infirmity attacking our bodies in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you that this CD will bring light, will bring revelation, that they will know that divine power is within them to heal the sick.
If you've been encouraged and blessed by this program, you can get Sandra's exclusive Receive Your Healing CD when you make a donation of any size to It's Supernatural. Just choose the digital download or to receive it by mail.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sandra had a major glorified glory impartation. Explain.
We were preparing at that time for a healing and deliverance encounter, and we always pray and fast. Amen. We always pray and fast before any encounters because the Word of God says only these kinds can come out but by praying and fasting. And so that's what we do. We are obedient to the Word of God. And I was in the home by myself. Everybody was out, and I was just, you know, crying out to God, saying, God, show me who is coming. Show me what they need. And then again, as I'm crying out to God, the Holy Spirit begins to speak to me, and I look up, and this cloud of glory again is falling on me. And this time, Sid, I see an angel coming out, and I look up again, and the angel is coming with something in his hand, and he poured it out, and he began to pour hot oil over me. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me that I am anointing you to resurrect barren wombs and cause them to be fruitful. Yeah. My God. And then I heard, as boldly as he wants me to be, I heard him say, cancer. And that's all I heard. And I just began to cry out to the Lord. I said, God, if that's what you want, if that's what you're anointing me for, then I will do whatever you want me to do.
What are you seeing now when you minister? What type of miracles? Tell me, Phil.
Oh, we had a gentleman come into one of our encounters, and he actually came in a wheelchair where his leg was up. His leg was up, and he came in. His friends brought him. It was like when the men brought the man and they lifted him up to the roof to drop him in. It was his friends that came with their faith to bring this man who was ready for surgery. They were going to amputate his leg, Sid. And they heard of us. They drove 3 hours to get to our encounter because they had heard of us. And they brought the man in, and he doubted, but his friends had faith, and we prayed for him. I laid hands on him, and I took authority over that leg, and I began to command and take authority by fire in the name of Jesus. And then we got the report. He got up, Sid, in the service, and began to walk. He began to walk. And then we got the report. About 1 month later, the man never had to have surgery. He was completely healed in Jesus' mighty name. It was miraculous.
Tell us a few more miracles.
I'd love to. We had another woman that came to our encounter. She wasn't even saved. And the glory of God just took her over in the encounter. Just took her over, and she wanted Jesus. And so she got saved, and she came in full of fibromyalgia. So she got saved, and she not only got saved, she got baptized with the Holy Ghost at the same time. She began to speak in tongues. Then we started praying for her. We sat her down. Her legs began to grow out. I took authority. I get down on the ground. I don't wear dresses when I preach, okay? I don't wear dresses. I'm down because I get down and dirty on the ground. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever sets the captive free, we do it. And I began to pray for her legs, and her legs started growing out and growing back in and growing out and growing back in, and they came back out into alignment. And then I began to pray for her arms. We have them come out, and this arm came out, I would say even more than half a foot, and it kept realigning. Now, this went on for about 30 minutes because God was healing her entire body, her spinal cord. We commanded the spinal cord to straighten up, and the spinal cord straightened right up. She was completely healed of fibromyalgia. Completely healed.
You know, Sandra has so many miracles but this is a special one. God restored Sandra's relationship with her mother and her father, and reconciled her and her three sisters with their formerly abusive father, and both of her parents came to the Lord. Tell us.
Amen, which is a miracle to begin with, because hardcore Catholics, my father was against Christianity. He was against the Jews. He was against so many people, very discriminating man. And so my life with my parents was always on and off, Sid. They would get mad and they would shut the door. They would say, we can't go home anymore. And so there was a period of 10 years that I did not see my mother and my father. And And the Lord spoke to me and said, pick up the phone. I want you to call your mother and your father. Now, I had called them through this time, but my father would always hang up the phone. And I called them on my own unction, not by the Spirit of the Lord. But this time, it was by the Spirit of the Lord. And I heard him say to me, pick up the phone and call. And so I called, and my father cried. He said, I want you to come home. My mother was crying. I want you to come home. And this is after my husband and I were married. You see, they didn't come to my wedding, nothing. Before my wedding, they said, if you get married to this man, you are no longer welcome in our home. I said, well, I'm marrying him anyway. And thank you, God, I did, because our ministry has been birthed through him and I and the Lord. And so they wanted us home, and we went home, Sid, and it was the greatest reunion. My father apologized to me for all the years of the abuse. He apologized, and I apologized to him too for my part. I was a tough kid too. Amen? Come on, I was rebellious. I was operating in witchcraft, but I had to take part for my part. And so I apologized to him as well. And it was beautiful, Sid. It was beautiful. Now, a year and a half later, my father had dementia as well. And the Lord told me, I had an event that I had to go to. And I said, Lord, I have to take care of my father. I can't do this. He says, you're going to go take care of my business, and I will take care of yours. And so, and I went, and it was a women's conference, miracles, healing, set free, people set free. Beautiful. I went back to the hospital the next day, and my father was completely cognizant. He was my dad. He recognized me. We laughed. We cried together. And the Lord said, now you're going to lead him to me. And I was able to lead him and talk to him about Jesus. And he accepted Christ. And then 2 months later, he passed away, Sid.
You know, it's time for you to be restored to God. I want you to tell God that you're sorry, just with your own mouth, for all the mistakes you've made, and believe that his blood washed them away and you are clean, and then ask Jesus to be your Savior and your Lord. Sandra, pray quickly.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. I thank you, God, for those that are here and they will hearken to my voice right now, Father, that they will come to the place of repentance, even in their own lives, to see the building of restoration. Father, your word says that you are a God of restoration, that you will bring what the cankerworm and the locust has stolen. You will restore it, God. And so, Father, I know that today is the day for many to come to that place of saying, yes, I'm ready to forgive because I want all of heaven. I'm ready to forgive my mother. I'm ready to forgive my father. I'm ready to forgive my brother, my sister, my pastor. Whoever it is that you need to forgive, do it now, because God wants to restore you. And even there may be, I see someone that even their father has already passed away. God says, still forgive them, because it doesn't matter even if they have passed away. It doesn't matter. Forgive them. Forgive them now, and you're going to see. You're going to see the restoration in your own heart, and that guilt is going to leave you now in the mighty name of Jesus. As you forgive, you're going to be cleansed and washed clean by the blood of Jesus, and you will no longer live with that guilt in Jesus' name.
And very briefly, I want you to pray for infertility and people be set free of cancer right now.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are our healer and you are our deliverer. Father God, the word of God says that I will restore the barren wombs. So right now, by the sound of my voice, and even lock arms as a point of contact, put your hand on your womb right now, those that are barren, even men that they have told you that your seed is impotent. It doesn't matter. Put your hand right on your belly right now in the name of Jesus. And I just release the fire of God, and I command your womb to be open and to be fruitful in the mighty name of Jesus. Be fruitful in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that sickness is not of you in Jesus' name. And we come against
against the devil of sickness in Jesus' name. And I command every spirit of sickness, every spirit of cancer, even those tumors, I command them to be pulverized and fall to none in the name of Jesus. Those devils gotta go in the name of Jesus. I take authority over them. What the doctor told you, don't you dare align with the report. They're telling you you will not live. Well, I'm telling you by the Spirit of God that you will live to declare the works of the Lord. Cancer, no more in Jesus' name. Be healed and be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus.